The Therapeutic Goods Administration has come under fire recently over their proposal to ban a widely used substance in the gay and bisexual community. The substance, once used to treat angina, now sits in a quasi-legal state as a leather cleaner, but it's more commonly used as a muscle relaxant. Ari Balbonus reports.
A proposal by the Therapeutic Goods Administration to group a commonly used sexual stimulant and muscle relaxant with heroin has been met by a fiery backlash from members of the LGBTQI community and its allies. The substance is alkyl nitrate, originally used in the treatment of angina, although it is no longer known for this use. It's now sold as a leather cleaner in sex shops, but a lot of people don't use it in the cleaning sense either. Often referred to as amyl or poppers, it has a reputation for its euphoric feeling and effect as a muscle relaxant brought on by its inhalation. Amyl has become widely used in the gay and bisexual community. Lecturer in political philosophy at Deakin University, Joshua Badge, says the impact of making this drug illegal would be most felt by the gay community.
In terms of the impact, you could definitely make the argument that it is as some kind of underhanded or implicit way of criminalising homosexual sex, given its widespread use for that purpose. But in a more direct way, it just increases the attention placed on an already over-policed community. You know, putting amyl nitrite into the same category as heroin is a little bit extreme, and, you know, the idea of criminal prosecution for a substance that isn't psychoactive, isn't addictive, and doesn't really have any proven long-term health issues associated with it just seems to be a little bit out of order.
Currently, amyl nitrate is listed as a Schedule 4 drug along prescription medications. The risks associated with amyl nitrate are genuinely low. However, frequent use can result in a rash around the mouth, nose, and eyes, or any skin that comes into regular contact with the vapor. The long-term effects range from mild allergic reactions to potentially deadly blood disorders that can lead to inadequate supplies of oxygen to blood tissue. Direct fluid can cause burns to the skin and/or throat. Mr. Badge said the effect that the ban will have on the gay community may not be intentional, but is still felt.
It's not necessarily that it's a particular individual or organization that has it out for the LGBT community as such. It's kind of a more broader structural issue in that, you know, while the intent might not be there, the effect definitely is. It's not as if the TGA is, say, trying to ban tobacco or alcohol, which are widely used by everyone. They're really looking at a substance that is only used by a very specific group of people who are already marginalized.
He says there are three main concerns associated with the criminalization of amyl.
If it becomes criminalized and put into the same schedule as heroin, it's going to push this relatively safe product into the black market and make it much less safe than it is now. So criminalization is just going to lead to more harm. The second thing that it's going to do is it's criminalize people who aren't hurting anybody, which really leads to the third effect, and this is potentially the most long-lasting effect of criminalization, is that it's going to lead to more stigma. So particularly placed on gay and bisexual men, and particularly on gay sex in general. And so criminalization of this kind would really just send the message that gay people and gay sex are not good things.
If you're wanting to learn more about this topic, visit the Alcohol and Drug Foundation at adf.com.au.
And that story was by Ari Balbonus.